So let's review. Our daf began. Tana, Tamad Echad Hayler B'Liezer, Shahay Yishtoyne B'Lachas. The Gemara continues with the theme it began on the previous Amr about learning Torah out loud by telling of a student of Rebbe Eliezer who forgot his learning after 3 years precisely because he did not say the words out loud. And Ashmul told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, Pasach Pumech Kari, Pasach Pumech Tani. Sharp one, open your mouth, say the words out loud as you learn. So that your learning will remain with you. Before the Gemara continues on this subject, it digresses to point out the many benefits of learning Torah. Amar Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, Chatei Ve'achayil, Chatei Ve'ishti. Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda to grab every opportunity in this world, referring to learning Torah because life is short. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Hamahalch Baderech Ve'eini Mei Levaya, Yasik B'Torah. Shimon Levi says that somebody walking unaccompanied should learn Torah, for the Torah will protect him. He continues that Torah cures many ailments. Chashperosha yasik b'Torah, headache. Chashpegroino yasik b'Torah, pain in the throat. Chashpemeyav yasik b'Torah, pain in the stomach. Chashbatzmaisav yasik b'Torah, pain in one's bones. Chashbachal gufa yasik b'Torah, Torah actually cures one's entire body. Shenemar ulchol besor marpe. We see that the Torah is better than any medicine, because most medications only work for specific parts of the body, and also sometimes have negative side effects, while Torah is completely beneficial for everything. The Gemara then returns to discuss the advantages of learning out loud and other methods that help a person retain his learning and presents Reb Ami, Reb Zeir, Reb Yitzchak, and Rava, each bringing psukim to illustrate that learning Torah out loud will cause Torah to be remembered, bring a person simcha, and bring the Torah close to him and fulfill his heart's desires. Rava explains a seeming steer in the pasuk he quoted about learning Torah out loud. On the one hand, it says, Tavas liba nesateloi. His heart's desires are fulfilled even without verbalizing anything. This pasuk refers to Zacha, one who is fortunate. As Rashi says, Yesh le'mazel tov. On the other hand, the pasuk says, Va'aresha sefasav balmanatasela. The words of his lips you have not withheld. Only when he verbalizes his request will his wishes be granted. This pasuk refers to Le'zacha, one less fortunate. The Gemara continues this next session with a mnemonic. Simon. Anokim l'chayev luchis charis. The Gemara brings various traits necessary for success in Torah. Imesim adim atzmei ka'anak zeh. If a person is like a loose-fitting necklace, and that he is easygoing, and also not always visible, meaning that he is not much in the public eye, tamudai miskayim b'yodai. He will retain his learning. Imesim adim atzmei ka'aruga zu. If a person is like a bed of spices, and that he humbly allows others to trample on him, and gives off a pleasant aroma by teaching Torah, he will retain his learning. If his cheeks are like stones that did not get worn from teaching Torah, he will retain his learning. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that had the first luchas not been broken, we would never forget our Torah, and no nation would have any power over us. Rav B'Reid Rav Yosef Bar Chama once went on Erev Yom Kippur to appease Rav Yosef, who had a grievance against him. Now, while there, he poetically explained the names of all the encampments Klal Yisrael made in the Midbar, saying that they refer mostly to the midah of humility, and how a person who stays humble even after accomplishing a lot in Torah will retain his learning, whereas somebody who becomes arrogant will in the end be lowered by Hashem. The Gemara later discusses the importance of reviewing one's learning. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba Amar b'yechidan, Loma nimshu l'dibri Torah ki te'ena. Torah is compared to a te'ena, and a yelas, and a dad. Because every time we learn, we find flavor in it, and it is beloved as much as the first time we ever learned. Ba'avasa tishke tamen teaches that a person should be crazy with love of Torah, like Rebbe Lazar, who is so engrossed in learning that he forgot his cloak. Rav Shizbi teaches that a person who learns massive amounts of information in a short amount of time and does nothing to retain it will not live a long life. Instead, Rav Dimi says he should be like a bird hunter who takes the time to break the wings of each bird he catches, so it will not fly away. Along the same lines, Ravuna taught not to make Torah into large bundles of information, but instead to gather little by little. Rabbi reported that while many Rabbanim ignored this advice, Rav Nachman Yitzchok says he was successful in following it. Torah Rabbanim, Kitzad Seder Mishnah. The Gemara presents a brisa which explains the process of how the Torah was taught by Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. He would first teach it to Aaron. When done, Aaron would sit to Moshe's left side, Elazar v'Isamar would come in, and Moshe Rabbeinu would teach it to them. Then, the Zkenim would come in, and he would teach it to them again. while Elazar sitting to the right of Moshe, and Isamar to the left of Aaron. Only then would the rest of Klal Yisrael come in, and Moshe Rabbeinu would teach it to them one last time. Moshe would then leave, and Aaron would teach all of them. Aaron would then leave, and Elazar and Isamar would teach. Then they would leave, and the Zakenim would teach Klal Yisrael. This system ensured three benefits: that everybody was taught four times, that proper respect was given to Aaron, Elazar, Isamar, and the Zakenim, and that everybody had the unique experience of learning directly from Moshe. Even though there is a Machlekes Tanoim, where the Aaron stayed on Moshe's left side, or moved to his right side, all may agree that when three people walk, proper protocol calls for Harav Be'emtza, V'Gadol Be'Minai, V'Katan Be'Smoilet. The teacher is in the middle, the greater student to his right, and the lesser student to his left. In this case, the Rabbanan just felt that Aaron remained on Moshe's left so as not to trouble him to move to the right. The Gemara then presents a famous story of Repreda Havalei Hahu Talmida. Repreda had this student whom he had to teach everything 400 times. Once, before going out to do a mitzvah, he had to teach the student an additional 400 times until he understood it. A Bas Kol offered him a choice of either 400 more years of life or for him and his generation to get Olam Haba. When he chose the latter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tenulai zu bizu, give him both rewards. I'm Rav Chizda. Ein tari niknes ela b'semanim. Chizda teaches the importance of developing mnemonics to remember one's learning, and derive this from the psukim that refer to making simanim, tziyunim, and maidam. The daf concludes by listing three ways to understand the pasuk that says, Loi b'shamayim hi, the Torah is not in the heavens. First, even if it were in Shemayim, we would still have to come up with a plan to reach it. Second, Loi timtze b'mi shemagbia daito elea b'shamayim. You will not find it in somebody who believes himself to be a towering or very broad intellect, for whom Torah is easy to master. And finally, Loi timtze b'gasi ruach. Arrogant people simply will not be successful in learning Torah.